This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Since there was no Guadalupe Squares on Friday due to my nanobots, we have to figure out what to do now, and I know what I want to do, which is talk about something I'm confused about. Brady, you brought it to my attention, I think, Friday afternoon, and I've been reading about it. So the Rogan situation.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan has become if you'd have put money on this back when he was on news radio doing comedy, that Joe Rogan would be one of America's best interviewers and one of the most insightful people that we've got in media, I would have lost that bet 1,000 times over again. I never thought Joe Rogan had that. But man, oh, man, he's intriguing. He's interesting. I don't listen to his podcast a ton, but the times I have been incredibly well done and everything else. So he recently, everybody knows, took his podcast, which was wildly successful, over to Spotify, got a massive chunk of change for it.
100+ million.
And people
right?
worried, oh, it's no longer Joe's. Like, he doesn't own it. And I remember arguing, say, he's not going to take that deal. Building this whole thing up with the reputation of, look, I'm free to say what I want to say. I'm going to be comfortable with this, this, and this. He's not going to let Spotify own it. Well, it turns out he kind of did. And I don't know. I just kind of want to get a gauge on what you guys think. Like, he took it, and Spotify is now taking down episodes that they consider controversial.
74 so
far. It's up to 74, because last I saw it was like 50-something, and that was a ton. And they took two kind of unannounced. So 40 were out initially, and then two more just disappeared.
Yeah.
Because they announced which ones were going. And, you know, one is with Chris D'Elia, where I don't know if that was agreed upon between Rogan and D'Elia and the guys, because D'Elia's run into so much trouble with his personal life. But I don't know what's controversial about that.
Did they bounce the ones with Brian Callen? Because Callen is a regular.
Callen was all over
on there.
There are ones that fit that criteria, like D'Elia,
right,
are the ones that are pulled. I don't know about the Callen ones because he was on there.
He was on all the time.
Anytime the UFC fights would happen and he's not calling them, he was in that group of guys that would do the fights that night on the podcast.
And now Callen and Byrne are doing podcasts together. And I've talked to Brian about this. And Brian and Joe, as far as I know, even right now, aren't pals. Like, Joe kind of just jettisoned him when he had his issues with that lady accusing him of all the bad behavior and stuff.
And it might not be necessarily like, I mean, you would know more so than I. But I can understand all of a sudden you have this entity and your pal is in a little bit of trouble. You figure yourself out. But it does feel like I could use your help on this.
I will tell you this.
Your backup on this would help on saying.
When Callen got into trouble,
yeah,
I remember I told you this. I said, look, I called him and I told him, I'm like, I don't know what's true and what's not true. But you've been nothing but forthright with me as a person. So I wanna think that you're clean. And I said, and I would give you a forum to come on and fight if you want. Because he's like, I need to fight. I need places to fight. And I'm like, I'll let you do it. I said, but I'm not going to side with you. I'm going to let you say your piece. And if it turns out you're lying, you're a sociopath, and that's going to come out in the wash. So just know that. And he's like, I appreciate that. And he goes, and that's when we got into the conversation. He goes, Rogan said never. You're not coming on. And he just got rid of him. And he started to call.
You don't want to be any part of that.
I don't want anywhere near it.
Yeah.
Because it's just not happening. So, and he said that's because Joe knows that he's got skeletons that could come back. Not necessarily illegal, but he just wants to distance himself.
You just don't want
to.
Right? You don't want to be under the microscope.
No, and that's kind of what he said. And he said, it's cowardly. And I'm like, all right. And Callen's like, I'll come on. And he never did because he's like, he was given advice not to, but he's doing a podcast now. Callen's awesome. But I don't know if his were deleted. But the ones that made me kind of weird about it, because I don't think Rogan was not in on these meetings. Like, Rogan sat with the Spotify. They didn't shock him and say, and just, hey, Joe, by the way, 70 of your episodes are gone now.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have stood for it. So he's in on this. So they're picking and choosing.
I think it's a combination. You could be right on that, or Spotify could be playing the heavy.
They own him.
On saying, like, you know, if he doesn't want to be look like the coward, all that Spotify's call.
But that does make him look like a coward then. So he can't win that. Now, the only other theory I have about this is that it's choreographed to make us interested.
That could be.
Ooh, let's see. And then it creates that dynamic Stern used to have, Letterman used to have, where They work for a company, and they badmouth that company all the time. We were all – that was Stern's M.O. Everybody thinks it was the sex and all the other shock jock stuff. What Stern made his hay with was going the extra mile to be a little off kilter, early 80s, and then his bosses would come down on him, and he would crush them on the air. And it was almost fake, but it was – like at the time, it seemed real. So – because that's what everybody relates to. We love to be able to tell our boss, you suck. No, this is you. You can't live without me. That's what everybody wishes they could say. So Stern represented that. Letterman was amazing at it. He made NBC the fool constantly when he was on that show and wasted their network airtime. Just constantly wasted. They did a whole episode of him looking for a pencil. Like they wasted their airtime, and everybody loved it. Like, God, I wish I could get my bosses like that. Yeah. So I think maybe the Rogan Spotify thing could be like if Joe starts going after him, like, hey, they own the show now, and I'm screwed by it, and he starts mouthing about it. It's good for ratings. That's an old tried and true.
It is, but I also think – I mean, I'm with you. I think Spotify is the motivator behind this.
Right.
But the bottom line and the reason why is because the ones that they're yanking, like the Alex Jones ones – the comedians, it's all about the money. They sign this guy for $100 million, and all of a sudden it gets up to someone says, that sponsorship you have right now is going to be gone. It's the political stuff.
I hear that, but
that's the reason that
But those episodes have been out there for years. He's been doing this podcast for 15 years.
Right.
Yeah. And that's he's the one that started it.
Yeah. So the creepy part of it is that Joe's in on it.
Yeah.
And so does that negate how we feel about Rogan's ability? Like him?
But that
as
was the
voice?
Whole reason he went to the platform.
It's all money.
It is all money.
That's all he cares about. $100 million
that's
now. I'm done.
That's the thing that I think he'd try to avoid. But it makes him look bought and sold, right?
I guess so. But I look at it like in
maybe he doesn't.
And look at it in a context of like you. Somebody brought this up, like with the local artist thing. When we went hard after the local artist, and they tried to come back. Now, if they'd had some kind of support. Like somebody asked me, would that have changed your mind? And like, no, that wouldn't have changed your opinion about what they do and what that particular artist did that day and about how we presented it on the air. It wasn't necessarily about that. And you cast a shadow over the whole
– because they started fighting as a
they
singular
started
group.
Right, and they're not.
And they're missing the boat.
And they're not.
Totally missing the boat.
But that's – somebody brought that up and I was like, that – those podcasts, I don't even know if they're still up. But
for us?
Yeah. But those podcasts, we wouldn't have taken them down if somebody had an issue with that. And I say because you have come in many instances and said either you're pro
– That sentence is horrible.
Either you're very proactive.
Take that
and
down.
You talk to Tripp and then you say to me, hey – Take those episodes.
Sure.
Or take – don't post this.
There's
or don't
been times
do that.
Yeah, there have been times when it's like, you know what? We don't need that to hurt someone's feelings.
That's the other thing.
It hasn't happened
side of it.
Much.
It's not fear. It's you actually being proactive typically.
I don't think we've had anything where anybody's told us take that down. Oh, there was one thing.
It's been
a while. And you know what?
It's been a while.
That was because of a potential like defamation thing.
Yes. Yeah.
And just take it down because let's analyze it. And it wasn't. It turned out it wasn't.
Right.
So, but it just out of safety
and
sake.
And the Monte Carlo thing, we didn't post that right away.
She, and Tripp was worried about
that. Other things in that.
We went through the protocol to make sure it was okay.
Right.
That's different than just delete it because it might make someone upset.
But throw that in the mix.
We haven't done that.
Out of straight fear.
With the whole cancel culture deal and Rogan's, you know, on a $100 million deal plus. You
so
just
then,
don't want to take the chances.
So, no,
if you got $100 million reasons to pull that down.
I agree with that, but isn't that what he's the opposite of?
Correct.
That's what he puts himself out there as.
Yeah. He's the guy who's like, it's not about money, it's about.
Don't sell
that's
out,
what he
man.
Says.
But the ones that got me were like the gun episodes. Alex Jones stuff is, that's for entertainment purposes.
And they're actually vetting Alex Jones and calling him out as being crazy. You know, you're crazy.
Right.
Oh, that was a great episode. He told it.
Rogan even says, like, I think you're nuts. But
you
sometimes you say stuff and it makes sense, and then
nuts.
You go crazy.
Right. Yes.
Then,
He does that the whole time.
And that's why we liked him.
Yeah.
Because it was like you're doing it exactly right. Like I said, Joe Rogan being that guy to me was shocking. We've met him. He'd been here years ago. He wouldn't remember, but he was here years ago. And I just remember thinking he's
and I get
more
it.
Interesting
changed.
Than I thought.
So
I mean, because can you remember the one year? Well, he did that. He did that little when we did Brady's Big Fat Wedding.
Yeah, he did.
He was
a little
on that trailer, and he was at that particular time. He had a bit that was what a mistake marriage is.
Yeah. And then he came back
and the
married.
Following year.
Yeah, we see him a year later, and he's married. And
so this is the end of March last year. This is right when the thing happened with Callan. So Callan hasn't been up on Joe's site since, but he hasn't taken this down.
Right. So that one's up. So there's nothing on that because
for
that was
Brian.
That was
but
not talking
that
about
Scalia
any of the stuff.
Exactly. It's all gone.
That's weird, and I don't understand that. So I, you know, look, companies can do whatever they want. And we're owned. Look, I admit that.
Absolutely.
We're completely owned. If this place says don't put up – and in full disclosure, I told you, I don't know what – 7 months ago, I'm like, get rid of everything old on the podcast. I don't want
That's
people
to – That's
why
we have expiration dates.
I can't comb through and figure out what's going to piss someone off today that didn't 15 years ago.
People have asked
Especially
a lot lately about how come those episodes are gone.
Because I don't want people digging.
There you go.
And maybe there is something. It'll be like, oh, my God, you said something super – by 2021 standards, misogynistic, that now we're going to flame you. I'm not giving you that. So I understand that because that's retroactive justice.
It's
and
more
it doesn't
of a headache sense. Than anything else if that happened.
But it's not because I'm hiding anything. It's just what was funny in 2003 can get you killed today.
What was funny 3 months ago.
Right. So,
true.
Cut it back to 2 weeks, 14 days before anything changes. You get 2 weeks to listen to this show. But I don't understand the – like. But if Hubbard – I mean, how bad would it look? Because we're kind of known as – say it as we see it.
Yeah.
If Hubbard said, we're going to delete a bunch of your –
You got to walk back.
You got to walk back a bunch of things. And, and we're going to delete – and don't talk about this again. And don't have that guest on again. And don't – we're like, okay. I guess maybe –
It wouldn't even take $100 million to do that.
No, but it would get to a point where it's, okay, now it's a little too much. And then
if you start getting
this isn't worth it. Then.
Well, it would be like honestly, it would have to be like weekly. They're telling you, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. But once in a while, you can see it. Like you always say, I see it from Trip's End.
I totally see the business, and it's their company. Right. I've never once thought to myself, this job is nothing to do with freedom of speech,
right?
At all,
right?
I work for a company. I am freedom of Hubbard speech, whatever they want.
Right.
Is really what I live under. It is. I can say what I want to say. There are ramifications for that as far as employment. Now, I can go out in the street, say anything I want, and might get punched in the face, but I'm not going to get thrown in jail for it. That's all freedom of speech really is. You won't get thrown in jail for what you say. You can still get in trouble, and we've taken it way too far. Like sticks and stones is ruining everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. That needs to come back. But the Rogan thing, like it disappointed me, I guess. I guess when I saw
it,
I was very disappointed.
The first impression you get when, when I saw that and sent it over to you. I'm like, isn't that
interesting? Yeah, it sucks because it gives the overlords the juice to come in and say, you can't say that. And I understand that, but that was the whole point of podcasting, is to be able to go on and own your own and not be afraid of the money and not be afraid of it. Because Joe was making his own, but that Spotify deal was too much to turn down.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how many people don't say whatever you want when you got a nine-figure check.
Right, and that's the bigger deal is to sell all of his old content to them, mm-hmm. like to give them the keys to the kingdom. So they have all that old content, and that's what – like we were talking about selling your entire artist catalog, like Paul Simon and all those guys. They sell their artist catalog to Sony.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, is Sony on the hook for any repercussions if Paul Simon comes out and ends up being a pedo?
The only repercussion would be lack of sales, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
because they would affect their own.
The investment would just
somebody said,
out.
John, you used to do the podcast with Ian Camfield, Camfield's Morning After. Just out of curiosity, it was all scrubbed. This guy's right. Pete Mulhall says it was all scrubbed from the internet and maybe weird copyright issues, or was it decided that the episodes needed to go away? I loved it, but man, it got dark and blue sometimes, to say the least. It was pulled for that reason.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that. But Hubbard's like, ooh, Ian, and it wasn't me.
Oh, he'd come up with
really?
Some ideas.
No.
And I'm like,
oh, my God.
Ian?
Trust me, I'm not going to back away and act like I was against it.
Right, no.
I enjoyed the hell out of it. But Ian went places I can't even grasp. Like, it was hilarious, but it was dark. And it was dirty. So, the Hubbard brass is like, we don't necessarily need this. And it was more just the dirty, not that they were worried about controversy. It was just like, he's just so filthy. It goes against the standards of humanity.
Ian is the dirtiest person I know. Wow.
I mean, it's hard to make me cringe verbally. Like, I'll play along. And Ian, several times, I'm like, oh, that's I don't like what's going on here. I would tell him, I don't care for this conversation anymore.
Oh, come on, you know, like when like Gary Coleman's guts.
I'm like, no, stop. I don't want to disembowel Gary Coleman right now. We did Different Strokes. One of my favorite ones was Different Strokes, where I did the impression of it was as if the whole cast had had strokes. And then Ian writes, this guy writes the script, and we did it. And then Ian's adding to it. I'm like, that's too far. Why incest? Why? Because they all wanted to do Kimberly, right? I'm like, no, like, stop.
Everything turns into the Aristocrats.
It's enough that I sang the whole song. We take different strokes. That's enough. There's the joke. But yeah, those things were, Pete, to answer your question, for the sake of humanity, we got rid of those Morning After podcasts because those were certainly not going to do well in cancel culture at all. Just from the like, what's wrong with these two? And so, yeah. That was just – it didn't reflect well on the company. I'm fine with it representing me because I don't mind. For the sake of humor, if it's funny, it's funny. I don't care how dark it gets. And it was funny, but not for everybody. It was a very niche audience. But, yeah, I just don't know. Somebody said it. It's like you – the way you feel about social media, and then all of a sudden you've got an Instagram page and you're making money on it. That's excellent point, Scott Haynes. That's an excellent point because it would be. Like I bash social media constantly and then
– So this is a little bit new. The Joe Rogan Experience has its own Instagram page.
Yeah.
And there's only 8 posts on it now. So they've kind of – this is, I think, Spotify's version of what they would like. Huh.
Well, maybe it was
– But he still has his own Instagram.
They own him. They're trying to separate it.
Yeah, because – and I don't know if perception's reality in this case, but it is disappointing to see somebody who's like, oh, you're a clean voice that's unafraid. Because everybody's so afraid to say stuff now. And it seemed like Rogan had built that reputation being the guy. I'm unafraid of these topics. And I'm not
going to... No one's going to hold me back.
And no one's going to stop me from talking about it. And now it feels like that's happened.
And he'd have guests. I mean, his guests are still strong and
But $100 million amazing. Will change your mind.
Yeah, it's the almighty dollar. You'd be an idiot if you didn't think about protecting that.
Right.
If they want 74 episodes of my, you know, 1,700... Okay. Does it change? Yeah. You know, does that change his whole deal?
No, Joe not at all.
It doesn't.
Well, Phil's just emailed me. He said, I listened to Rogan's show the other day, and he said he definitely signed with Spotify for the money. He said, but then he tried to offset it by saying he did it for other things. Of course you did. And nobody begrudges a guy
all
for
about
that.
The money.
I would take that.
Yeah.
And you're going to be owned by it for a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, you have to answer to that.
But that's, you know, then just say so, you know. But it kills a trust factor for something. I don't know. I've been wrestling with that as somebody kind of in the similar business, but not in the stratosphere Joe's in. You start to worry and wonder. But then, you know, I work. Everybody listening, you're at a job right now. You can't just mouth
off. It probably
off.
Happens 99% of the time. The ones that sell, you know.
Letterman completely changed.
Everyone will get to that. You'll have that crossroads where, you could be accused of selling out or whatever.
Letterman completely changed when he went to CBS. Completely changed. Stern, to a certain degree, going on XM, was harmed by the idea that he no longer had a boss to be mad at.
Right.
There was a certain aspect, and he admits it, like his show changed because it's like we didn't have anybody to yell at.
Yeah.
Like, we were being like, and now there's no ceiling. So how bad, like Ian Canfield's thing, how crazy do we need to go before it starts getting silly? And he didn't have anybody to yell at. So then he revamped it, and now he's got.
That was the whole thing with Stern, though. Yes. You were waiting to see how far he could push it
before somebody to pushed
the
level. Back.
Right, and he brought it right to the edge every time.
But when nobody pushing back,
right,
you're like, oh, there's no. It's like a Marvel movie. There's no real intrigue here. He can go anywhere he wants. There's no boundaries. So without boundaries, it's like, okay, of course he's.
He needed a nemesis.
You're not shocking with no boundaries.
Right. Yeah,
you're not. You know, and I hate the word shocking because it's not what you're doing. Just because people are shocked doesn't mean that was your intent.
Right. Right.
But there isn't, without boundaries, you can do whatever you want. So there's no like, okay, of course he can do whatever he wants. It doesn't matter. It's like but foul balls in baseball. If there's no lines, it's like, everything's a hit then.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's weird. And I don't like the Rogan thing. I like the more I read it, you sent me the text Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this stinks. Because it does kind of feel like you've lost a voice to Spotify. But well, he got bought.
Don't kid yourself, Holmberg. You are, quote unquote, see and say, and that's what we love about you.
Yeah, but I am not. Look, it's there's limits. I can't see and say everything. There's stuff we talk about off the air. Yeah. You guys would love.
Oh, yeah.
But there's.
All right. So,
but not, we find ways to be just be honest about
right.
stuff.
I not think to cross it. Promote, but on the Frank Caliendo cast this weekend, you brought up something that I know was tough for you when the Jesse Smollett thing and the Ryan Lochte thing.
Oh,
the two differences in the what ended up being the same thing, a lie that was promoted on media, but the reactions to both of them when you brought up Smollett. Right.
We
Smollett,
talked about
whatever.
That. We talked about Jussie Smollett that morning. We're like, well, that's a terrible thing that happened. And I remember looking at Brady in the break and saying, I don't buy any of this.
Right.
And I
yeah.
don't know how we approach right. that.
Yeah.
Because gay, black, hate crime, noose,
Subway.
Racism,
yep.
Trump, Subway sandwiches for Brady, which really got in the way. And I remember saying, you know what? We have to. I remember sitting in that – I remember this that very moment of going, this doesn't make any sense to either of us.
But you take that, and we were able to kind of mold and that into a conversation.
I remember tap dancing,
yeah,
which I don't do too often, saying, I could be way off here, but something doesn't smell right. And I think I tied it back to the Ryan Lochte thing, which people forgot when he was in Rio and pretended to get robbed. And everybody's waving the American flag saying, we've got the greatest country. And this stuff doesn't happen. And I'm like, he's making this up. Those guys were acting like, and it turned out the whole thing was
drunken idiots.
He was basically saying, these foreigners don't run a country right, and we got attacked, and it was garbage. And it smelled funny in the beginning, and our BS meters went off. That Jussie Smollett thing, the BS meter was off immediately.
Yeah.
And you and I talked about it in the office before the show, not talked about how are we going to do this. I just remember saying, oh, can you believe this? And there was zero authenticity behind what we were saying. The commercials ran, and I remember you and I saying, well, yeah, this is – we got to say something. How do we approach that?
How much exposure can you get wearing MAGA hats at 2 in the morning?
In Chicago, the most liberal city in the world. And nobody –
if you wanted to get exposure
right.
or show
– that was the thing that got me, is that dudes at 2 in the morning on the coldest day of the year – we all know the story now, but that was in the story – drove around, and one of them said – there's that homo F word from Empire. No one who supports Trump that much watches Empire. No one. That's when I was like, that doesn't.
Yeah.
How do you
to
recognize that
yes.
guy? You're free. It's 23 below zero.
How might did have you a couple of him? Pops under the belt, right. but these guys didn't because they're fitness trainers.
But I will say that was.
They were jacked up on energy drinks.
In 20 years, maybe four times I've been like, I don't want to touch it. Maybe. And we always end up touching it. That was probably the scariest one.
That's why the Chappelle thing was so great.
So brilliant.
He just called it the way he
said
it.
But it was months later.
True.
It was after we knew the truth.
It was.
The only thing about Chappelle's thing, the dangerous thing for us was it was the day after.
Right.
And not that we're,
and
you
being
know,
whiteys saying
right.
it. I mean,
no.
quote unquote. I mean,
absolutely
but it's true.
Absolutely true. Yeah. That ran through my head. I'm like, white guy saying that a gay black guy didn't have this happen, and that I don't believe it, is the worst thing. If I'm wrong, I'm done.
Yep.
But let me tell you about Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, yeah. But but his brilliance was he hated Jussie.
Yeah.
Like, he went after Smollett. He didn't defend him at all, which was, I mean, that's still brilliant comedy. That was, but I'm talking about the times when you feel like, all right, we're walking this line. Are we going to do this or not? That might be the only time I thought to myself, don't do it. Don't touch it. And still touched it. It's weird. Because it is that, you know, we do try to say what we're feeling, but there's times, look, we're not going down those roads all the time. We try to be as authentic and real as possible, but there's certain stuff where we protect our dough. And that's being honest, too. Just, I'm protecting my gig. There's certain times you have to just suck it up when the boss says this and he's up your ass and you're like, I disagree with every ounce of this, but I ain't in a position to bark. So, yes, sir. And you walk out feeling like garbage about the whole thing. Whatever you need, you got it. And it sucks because it's eating crow. It's a big old plate of horse crap. But the boss is the boss for a reason, and you got to sometimes eat that garbage. So I just don't want to see that with podcasting. Starts to get – look, radio's got its beef. The reason that most radio sucks is because it's owned, and it's owned by people who are afraid of the money. And credit to Tripp and Hubbard and everybody else. They give us the rope. And with the understanding you hang yourself, we're not here. I'm like, I get it. I'm not going to hang you either. So most radio is so safe and disgusting. It's the Woody Show. So I'll just go. They think that they're Los Angeles. They can't take steps, and they're considered like crazy in L.A. Like, oh my God, these guys. It's so safe. It's painful, and it's so 1960s safe. It like people are way past that. So
don't worry, ghouls. You'll know when it happens. You'll know.
Well, yeah, they'll be on the news.
It'll just be John Holmberg for Almond Joy.
Oh, that would be check me out on my Instagram page. Enjoying Almond Joys and Black Licorice. I got $100 million. You that happened? Somebody gave me $100 million. I'm on an island eating Almond Joys like crazy.
He did it.
Yeah, he's a and I'm not beneath that, Brady.
You made your $100 million.
I made it. my nine. I'm one number away from that third comma. I'm almost home. Yeah, I ain't. That's something you're like, I can't believe Holmberg did it. Let me just preface it right now. Believe it. Because I would be in a sea of Almond Joys.
Yesterday when I was working out, listening to Jimmy Buffett.
Me and Almond Joy. I'd go on tour with Buffett for $100 million as a backup singer. I'd dress as a parrot and dance around. Yeah, $100 million changes your mindset completely. So don't ever say, oh, it's Holmberg sold out. I'm looking forward to selling out.
Everyone is.
I'm completely sold out. I'm about to hit a button to play commercials. I sold out a long time ago.
Damn right.
I take money for a job, but I just try to do it a little bit differently and not pander. I don't think we pander. Brady does on Rock Wars, but other than that.
That's
so,
competing.
But the Rogan
man.
Thing is just.
That's competing. Come on.
It kind of gets you. So. I don't know. Does it change you? Nobody really in here listens to Rogan. We all kind of get the Rogan. I can't listen to podcasts because it'll change what I do here.
I heard the right. Alex Jones one, and maybe that 5 minutes
was pretty amazing.
One, and that kept me on
4 hours.
There, he did but one, other than that, I don't go back.
Was it long. Jones that he was like 3 hours?
It was 3 hours.
It was unreal.
Yeah,
and it was riveting the whole time.
Had no idea. I forget the other comedian how much he was, how deep he
that was. Was it Tony
Hinchcliffe?
Was it Hinchcliffe?
It wasn't Hinchcliffe. No.
It wasn't Segura.
No.
Because I watched Segura
but
and Rogan
a lot of those
Tyson.
Guys are pretty well-versed in a
oh,
lot
yeah,
of
they're,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. And that's what makes it great.
Yeah.
They're all smart and not in a garbage way. I watched Segura, Mike Tyson, and Rogan talk, and I was mesmerized. And it was because it was free. They could talk about anything. There were no – like you didn't feel like a boss was going to open the door and go, hey, we don't like that Mike's talking about his rape conviction and going against it. It was awesome.
And the thing about the Alex Jones, he got just – too hammered. The poll. The reason why
they smoking
only went
weed
3 hours,
the whole time?
They're doing and whiskey.
Doing
yeah, this
oh,
whiskey.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They got hammered. That's right. I forgot.
It's like, we got to end it. Sorry.
Yeah, it was. It's so hopefully it doesn't change anything, but it does kind of make it so like a voice. I feel like a voice has been silenced, but volunteer to do it. Hell, Bert will do it for six figures.
Yeah.
You hell, Bert, I don't need $100,000 like right now.
I'm good.
He's eating Almond Joys and blowing
right.
Jimmy Buffett, too. I'd swizzle in finger Jimmy Buffett for $100,000. I would tell Jimmy Buffett to his face I love his music for $100,000. And you don't realize how sick that makes me to say that. But you give me $100,000, go over there and tell Jimmy Buffett and offer to finger him. And he might say yes. I'm like, all right. If Guy Fieri... wanted to get Gee might be a little higher price.
Podcast together?
$250. Oh, I'd podcast with him. He'd regret every ounce of that. Mm-hmm. But for $100,000, I have to do a podcast where I love him just once.
Yeah.
John Holmberg for Guy Fieri. It's happening. Nope. It just hit me in the head. I couldn't do that. I couldn't pretend to like him the whole time.
2 hours.
No, I think the price gets higher.
No way.
I don't know that I could do that one without eventually just saying I'm telling him I hate him. I think it would come out. It's too real. I don't think the money can make
you
that.
You might
go
come
away.
Around and like, you know what?
Nope.
You know, I kind of like
nope.
The guy.
You know, I couldn't like Guy, but I could pretend. Nope. I don't know. Pretend to like his meals. I don't know if I could eat raisins and creme fraiche on steak. I just don't know if that's something.
You don't think you'd go to Flavortown for $100,000?
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I know you would.
No, I
do it for
$10.
I don't know. I'm pretty good about that. Like the endorsements and stuff, I like to use all the products we have. In fact, I kind of make that a rule in here, is that if you're going to endorse something, do it. Yeah. Don't just take the money and go, I don't know, I never met anybody. We actually do know that I get to be friends with most of the people I do the endorsements
with. Try to look at the product.
I use the product. Yep. I make sure. Like the Doug Hopkins thing just started because I'm working with him. I'm like, this guy's outstanding. You see him on TV and you're like, I don't know what this is. You work with him. That guy's amazing. He's busting. If you're even considering it, like, it's do it. He's outrageously good. But for $100,000, I might tell you Doug sucks. Some other guy goes, give me $100 to say Doug Hopkins stinks. I call Doug and I'm like, dude, just offer me $100,000 to say you stink. And Doug would be like, do it. It's pretty awesome. So anyway, the Rogan thing sucks. That's enough. Way to go, guys. Good chat.
How many more do they drop? How many more episodes?
That's and what criteria?
Yeah.
Like, where do they go to go, ah, you know what? You did mention the favorite. Because the one that got me was the gun episode. Like, there's something about a gun. And I just read it. I didn't hear it. But I read that the guy was an advocate of NRA stuff and things like that. I'm like, Ted Nugent and Joe's a hunter. So he's all about loving guns and stuff. And somebody said something, and I didn't really quite understand the quote, but they pulled the episode.
And he also is a huge, you know, venison and huge hunter on that side.
He's
and
there
must be,
hunter.
I don't know, every five episodes is bringing some kind of hunter.
I'm just confused by a couple of them. Like, I understand, like, getting rid of some stuff. It's like, this could come back to haunt us, but it's weird.
And it may turn into like you. Just, we're not going to let all that stuff stay out there for this long, you know, with the cancel culture and everything
else.
Don't
disagree with that at all. 2 months, and if he came out and said, look, there's too much. The funny 15 years ago is not the funny today. So
right.
We don't want to have the opportunity to have you guys, you know, somebody gets a hard on for you and starts combing through. Why give them that? Because, you know,
Spotify might have a little advantage with the algorithms. Or,
right.
You know,
it's all out of context.
Here's episodes that this could be a red flag.
I mean, Joey Diaz on Rogan's show. There's nothing about that wouldn't be retroactively dangerous.
Right.
And I think
Joey knows that. He talks about
Joey
it all
does
the time.
It on purpose.
Yes, yes.
But Diaz on Rogan show is...
Come after me, mama.
Yeah, flat out disturbing sometimes. And Rogan doesn't stop him. And in this day and age of the Red Menace, McCarthy era, if you heard it and didn't say anything, you're as guilty. Rogan not stopping Joey Diaz from talking about how he essentially raped a woman... and it's not a story about raping women, but even when I say that, it sounds bad, but it was a funny story about a lady who was kind of half in, half out of wanting to be with Joey's disgusting body. And he did this stuff to her anyway. And then he's like, you know,
then sometimes she'd say, no, I will stop. And then she went, go back there.
Oh, God.
You're making me sick.
So, John, basically what you're saying that even though it's the 2020s, you still can't call widows and ask them out?
Yeah, well, that's not good. We got in big trouble for it.
Big trouble.
Yeah. The 2020s. Well, we wouldn't have put that up anymore.
No.
And again, which overblown and out of context.
There was nothing.
Yeah, overblown and wildly out of context. But it is what, it, you know, perception becomes reality, and you have to just recognize it.
We did that a few years ago. When
we did it again? I don't remember that day.
No, during a best of, you did a thing or things that almost got us fired.
Oh, yeah.
And so we reviewed that. We even had you.
Bo came
we even
back.
Had Bo.
Yeah.
Bo on and had him talk about it.
Yeah. Now that spun out of control in a wild way.
And re-listening to that audio again after a few, you know, a decade at the time.
Yeah.
Gives you a different kind of context.
Seems harmless, too. Even listening again, you're like, wow, nothing really bad happened.
Because the intent wasn't there until she picked up.
It was,
I don't, or not even
was,
that.
Not
even
no intent.
Young kid. Intent is the wrong word.
A
20-year-old
kid making
going
through with it.
Yep.
And I stood by.
You didn't even know the background. Even watching, you know, that was the whole thing. Watching the baseball game, they keep showing these two
beautiful
women.
He asked a girl out. Turned out to be the, you know, we knew that, but didn't expect to get through the room. But yeah, I mean, I stood by and said, "This." I thought it was fine. I thought it was, you know,
Hunter
definitely.
Biden's like, what's Hunter the Biden, problem,
like,
bro?
That's, I got video of doing that. Hunter Biden is in a picture off of his laptop that's come up three times today that makes me like Hunter Biden. I don't know why people want to – like, he's got two hot girls riding him. I'm bi for Biden. Hunter Biden is maybe a horrible person, but this picture and this video that surfaced here of him having sex with two hot girls is Blazarian cool to me.
Yeah, but his brother's widow's wife was not happy about that.
Of course not. We all know he had demons.
Yeah.
But I'm saying this picture's not the one that's going to push me over the edge. I can't believe this gentleman took advantage of that situation on crack. He was cracked out of his head and had a three-way with hot girls. Terrible. Oh. His father shouldn't be president. I don't care about
this.
Yeah. Look, you get a crack pass for all that stuff. He's got a lot worse.
Look,
on
let me tell you, it took me places where
there's a lot of stuff he's done that I'm not a fan of. This isn't the one that's going to make me mad. Those pictures. I want to see more of that.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. I don't know where he was with his sister-in-law at the time, who ended up being his wife. I don't know when this photo was taken.
Then, you know, that's their issue.
Yeah.
Stripper baby.
Yeah.
Just all that stuff.
That's all their issue.
It's hard to, but you're right. It takes you places where you never thought you'd go.
Crack pass is not something I ever want to use. I've got my crack passport. I believe I can do whatever I want. But on Spotify, you can.
That's what it tells you.
Yeah. Anyway, what are you going to do? All right. Just wanted to bring that up because it was bugging me all weekend. I really wanted to do it. I did it a little on Caliendo's podcast Friday. But Spotify said we couldn't, so it's off the pot. That's a good podcast, by the way. The Caliendo Cast Saturday was funny.
CaliendoCast.com.
That's a good one. It's 8:47. Thank you, gentlemen, for indulging me in this roundtable about the Rogan Experience. And give Joe a listen. It's a great show if you haven't heard it.
Yeah.
I can't listen a lot because I don't like listening to podcasts. They make me think differently. And I like to have my own thoughts. You can't help but repeat what you hear. I don't like to do that.
Right.
And we got What Would Brady Do coming up. Speaking of his own thoughts, it's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.